A quarter of the prisoners being held in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, are refusing to eat for a third straight day. Yesterday, guards persuaded most of the detainees from the war in Afghanistan to accept their meals. Changing a rule that led to the protest, the U.S. promised to let the detainees wear turbans while praying. But for some, the protest involved more than religious headgear. NPR's Steve Inskeep reports.
Military officials say the real question involves the prisoners' future. They're asking what happens to them next, and many U.S. officials are asking the same question. 300 accused members of the Taliban or al-Qaeda are living at Camp X-Ray. That's a high-security temporary prison. The U.S. built hundreds of open-air cells at a naval base in Guantanamo. This week, one of the detainees tried to pray while wearing what officials describe as a makeshift turban. Two guards forced the man to take off the wrapping, saying they couldn't be sure what the prisoner might be hiding in there. By yesterday, nearly 200 men were refusing to eat in protest. The guards quickly changed their policy, and Pentagon spokeswoman Tori Clark says the detainees have no reason to complain.
They continue to get excellent medical care. They continue to get exercise. They continue to have the right to worship their own choosing. They continue to get, when they want them, culturally appropriate meals.
The military says most of the hunger strikers have gone back to eating, but 73 men are continuing the protest. Brigadier General John Rosa says the protest involves an issue that's tougher to resolve.
So they are going through the shock and amazement of being someplace that they're not familiar with, and now they're starting to settle in, and I think the real issue is, what's their fate?
The United States still has not said what it'll do with its detainees. A total of 300 men occupy the cells at Guantanamo. Some have been in U.S. custody for months now. The U.S. has yet to publicly name any of the prisoners or state specific charges against them. The U.S. has also refused to designate any of the detainees as prisoners of war. If they were prisoners of war, the Geneva Convention would require them to be sent home as soon as hostilities ended in Afghanistan. Instead, the U.S. is working out unconventional rules for what it says is an unconventional war. The U.S. has been preparing for the possibility of military trials for some prisoners. Pentagon officials say some may be sent back to their home countries for trial. And Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld said this week that the U.S. might just keep some prisoners indefinitely without court proceedings. A military spokesman says that uncertainty is added to the protest at Camp X-Ray. So yesterday, the general in charge of the camp tried to offer the detainees what little information he could. General Michael Leonard spoke to his 300 prisoners in a scene that resembled a United Nations session behind bars. The prisoners come from several countries with several languages, so several interpreters relayed the general's words. According to his spokesman, the general told the detainees he simply did not know what might happen to them next. He was able to offer only one definite prediction about their future. Leonard told his prisoners that in about 2 months they will be moved to a new detention center on the Guantanamo base. The U.S. is building that facility now, and its very construction may offer a clue to what the accused Taliban and al-Qaeda members can expect. Military officials say the prisoners' new home will be bigger, more elaborate, and also more permanent. Steve Inskeep, NPR News, Washington.